The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Owners Podcast. In this episode of the Business Owners Podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the importance of absolutely making sure that you allow time for yourself within your business. For those of you who have not met me before, my name is Linda Reed Enova. I am the founder of Business, 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 and I lead our impact team here at Enova Group. And I am excited to share the stories that we share with you here on the Business Owners Podcast, not only from Clive and myself, but from the amazing business owners that come in and interview with us along the way. I have been to the doctor this afternoon. We were having a conversation. We're talking about the crazy months that has been my last couple of months and the demands that have been on me for both family and business. And while I understand that there are crazy periods within my business life that I need to work with, it's not sustainable to stay crazy. So how do I get my life back into shape now? And how do I take care of myself as a business owner? Because without me as the business owner looking after myself, then the business doesn't go anywhere. It's got no one to support it. It doesn't have the foundations and that in place. So the first thing that I do is I work with our team and we are constantly working on our workflows, our system optimizations. Is there a better way to do that? And keeping clear communication inside of our project manager that if any one of us gets hit by a truck, including Clive or myself, that the team will be able to manage for a little while. They'll be able to jump in, see what the client notes are, and do all those sorts of things. Because that means if we do get sick, we've got a backup. My next thing as a business owner about allowing myself to take time and take care of myself is making sure that I batch create. Now, batch creating of content doesn't work for everyone, but batching works for me. It allows me to have a bank of content, some podcast episodes, some videos out there, some stuff that I can tap into when I most need to. I had a very crazy February, and that crazy February meant that I couldn't record video. But fortunately for me, I had long form video in my bank that I was able to tap into and then repurpose into short form video. And the reason I do that is because it's about making the most of the piece of content that I create. When we're looking at running our business here, we're looking at the times and the operations about when we are most effective. How many client calls can we take? Is there particular days of the week that suit us? If you follow me on social media, you'll hear me explain why I don't particularly work Fridays, or I'm definitely not in the office on Fridays. And that's because I need a me day with the week. And because we run a business community and those sorts of things along the way too, I also find it just a little bit stressful of needing to pop in and check things out over the weekend if I haven't had a break somewhere within my week. And that is my Fridays. Friday is Freedom Friday, whatever you want to call it. It's a me day that allows me to be able to look after those areas from there. Okay, so the Friday thing also means that the team know that they've got to get things to me by a particular time. It has to be there with me Thursday morning for me to be able to have a look at it. When we go out of the office, we're clearly communicating how long we're out for, what's going to work, and making sure that we have those boundaries in place. Now, I've not been good at this for a little while, but taking care of myself as a business owner is important that I get lunch. I get a break. I walk away from this computer. I walk around the desk, whatever I need to do. But it's really important that I do get that break and that lunch break and moment in time. And I notice when I don't, I'm cranky, I'm grumpy, and I am no good to anyone throughout that journey. And then finally, being a business owner and looking after myself involves a few little treats just for me. A trip to the pool, a walk around the block, getting my nails done, a trip to the hairdresser, and some moments where it's just me. It's not family pool, it's not business pool, it's not team pool. And I take the device that has no social media on it, that has no business stuff on it, and I allow myself just to be me for just a moment. So there we go. There's a little bit of an insight about how I allow me to be me and take care of myself as a business owner. I block out the calendar dates as well. This is a big one that you need to teach you. Make sure you block out the public holiday dates so you can take them and forward forecast your annual leave along the way. And there we go. That's a wrap. That's some ways I take care of myself as a business owner. So I hope that you can tap into them and take care of yourself as a business owner too.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.